Coast Radio News for Thursday, June 4th, 2020. I'm George Henry. Governor Kate Brown has given the green light for Lane and 30 other counties to apply for Phase 2 of the reopening. Counties that have been in Phase 1 for at least 21 days are eligible. Brown says she will have results of the approved counties by sometime today. Under Phase 2, group sizes will grow to 100, and restaurants that were required to close at 10 p.m. can now stay open until midnight. That includes bars. Movie theaters will also be able to be open with the social distancing requirements in place. The OHA representative, Dr. Seidlinger, says that positive testing cases have dropped a percentage point during Phase 1 of the reopening. As far as schools go, Governor Brown says she is hopeful that schools can return in the fall, but Brown also says it will likely not look like the traditional classroom.
The Department of Education is collaborating with teachers, with parents, and with public health experts to figure out how we do this in a way that ensures safety, but also enables our children to learn.
The governor also said that while statewide masks are only suggested, she is in favor of cities and municipalities with dense populations that want to enact resolutions to require masking to do so. Mapleton School Superintendent Jody O'Mara says the 2020-21 school year is still off in the distance as far as what to expect. Efforts have been focused on completing this school year and getting seniors ready to graduate on Saturday.
We are not necessarily planning, per se, for next year right now because we have no idea where this virus is going to take us.
O'Mara pointed out that schools are separate from the Phase 1, 2, and 3 aspects of reopening and that they will operate under guidelines set forth by the Oregon Department of Education when the time comes to reopen schools. It has been more than a decade since Oregon saw prices at the gas pump below $2.45 in June. The last time, according to AAA Oregon, was in 2005. $2.45 is the current price for a gallon of regular gas in Oregon. But with travel increasing and supply shrinking, Marie Dodds with AAA says we can expect to see those prices slowly begin to rise. Here in Florence, the price of a gallon of regular gas is set at $2.26 a gallon on average. The total number of coronavirus cases in the state of Oregon has reached 4,399, with 64 new cases reported yesterday. There has also been two more deaths associated with the virus. The deaths were in Multnomah and Clackamas County and involved males in their 60s with underlying health conditions. Lane County has also added two more cases of COVID-19 for 79 total, with 12,161 tests conducted. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, June 4th, 2020.